Hope you're having a really good day today as we nudge closer and closer to the weekend. I have special guests with me today. In fact, two special guests from Curo School in Salt Rock. I've got to get it right, you know. It's Esvia.
Beautifully pronounced,
is
Dave.
It, oh, is Esvia. It good? Yes. Is that good? Blimey. I've been practicing since last night. And then Eleni as well?
Yes, thank you, Dave.
So that's two out of two. I'm really happy now. Okay. So, Esvia, you're the primary school head. Okay. And Eleni, you're the academic head. Those are your titles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yep.
Happy. Okay. All right. So today we're chatting to Curo Salt Rock about education and particularly what makes the school different for families here on the Dolphin Coast. And we've kind of already touched on that in a way off air about it being that whole sort of community vibe. So let's have a chat about it and let's start it this way. Let's start at the very beginning. Tell us about Group 5 and how that progresses into Grade R, because that's very new for me. My kid's 38 years old now.
Yeah, so Dave, I think just for our listeners as well, Group 5 is basically the preschool phase where traditionally we started in Grade 1 and then gradually we morphed to Grade R or Grade 0. And Group 5 is the year actually preluding that. So for us, when we have learners starting in Group 5, you know, we're moving into an age where the academic content is no longer the be-all and end-all. It's about the whole education experience. And we start in Group 5 with a skills-based, we call it a curriculum, but it's an experience, really. It is where our children is exposed to different experiences that really provide them with a love for learning.
Let's touch on foundation matters now as well. Why is getting that foundation right so important? I don't know who wants to answer that.
Well, I think, Dave, for me, I think, as I said, that education journey, when we look at the timeline for us as parents, when we think of our children and we fast forward to the end, you know, parents ask themselves the question, but where is this going to end? You know, what am I setting my child up for? And for them to be successful, and it's something I speak about often, successful employees, successful husbands, successful fathers, for them to navigate themselves through life successfully, it needs to start with a solid foundation.
Let's talk about learning. I mean, how does learning kind of evolve? Is that a question that you can answer?
You know, I think it adds to getting the foundations right as well. And I'm so glad you started with the Year 5 Esvia and Dave and moved to the Grade R. So I essentially, as the head of academics, pick up from 4 all the way through to Grade 12.
Wow.
But what we rely on is that in the Year 5 and in the R through play, they start to get those foundations. And then they're also taking care of the emotional well-being, the EQ, developing the social skills. So these youngsters, when they get to Grade 4, and like we can talk about academic rigor in Grade 4, but then they are socially adept, they are more confident, they're capable. So we see this evolution in learning, and then we pick up from there, and then we move through the successive grades as well.
Do you want to tell you, some of your pupils do come through the center quite a bit,
yes.
And they're full of enormous respect. So, yeah, I'll name them all for you later. No, I won't. but they are, and it's obviously something you teach them as well.
Yes.
Okay, so there's many, many schools in Ballito and the Salt Rock area. I mean, I've lost count how many there are. What makes Curo Salt Rock really kind of stand out above the rest?
Yeah, Dave, I think it's an easy one for me. having been in education for 30 years now, I think what I've enjoyed most in my tenure at Curo Salt Rock was the fact that we really are a community school. We have extremely strong relationships between staff and pupils, and we foster very strong relationships between our parent body as well. So we welcome hard conversations, constructive engagements. Ultimately, we recognize that raising children, there's no manual, And it is a very difficult thing to do. And we certainly don't want to sell ourselves as having all the answers. And it needs a team effort. And we want to be that team.
You know what? You're so right there. I mean, you know, people have a baby for the first time and they're buying books. No. No, you don't need that. Just let it happen.
Absolutely. Okay?
And learn by your mistakes. But hopefully not too bad mistakes.
And I think what's nice about that is the journey. Because that is exactly what it is. So we're looking at that year five to R and then all the way through. And it's not just our academic achievers as well. You know, a lot of schools will talk about holistic education. But I can tell you for the time that I've been at Kiro Salt Rock, we're definitely looking at, we want to support and advise and celebrate our high academic achievers. But we also want to do that with the superstar on the sports field and the person that's performing in the cultural arena. So we definitely look at a journey and celebrating all our children.
Do you know, I'm not just saying this, but with both of you, I can see you giving kids a high five on the soccer field. And you seem that kind of guy. And yourself as well, that bond that you develop with those children. I don't suppose it can be developed with all of them because there's too many, but there must be certain times where, you know, you give them that high five or you have a little chat, or is that the case?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, Dave, if I can come in, I think modern parenting, unfortunately, the reality for us is that the traditional family is no longer the norm, which means that, you know, we're dealing with a lot of broken families, broken children, and you know, the school becomes a place where children, have to experience the love of a father, sometimes from somebody that they know as a stranger at first.
Will kids come to you for advice?
Absolutely. This week, I can tell you 10 stories.
That's great.
Yeah. Yesterday morning, I had a child that, I had the privilege of just taking to the tuck shop and getting him a sausage roll and, you know, just chat about some real issues. And I mean, that makes my job incredibly rewarding.
Let's just rewind. So you sat him down, you took him across to the tuck shop, got him a cup of coffee, sausage roll, sat down. And he opened up to you.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah. And what the most amazing thing about that is that the children allow you. And I think that's, you know, you asked me what makes Kiro Salt Rock so special. And it's as if the children allow you and the parents allow you to speak into their lives. You know, moms are asking for advice on how to raise their teenagers. Dads asking for advice on how to raise their daughters. What a privilege.
Do you never get parents kind of saying, butt out, don't interfere? You know, this is my child. I'm going to bring up my child my way. Does that happen?
Naturally, you get parents that do become defensive because when it comes to your child, you know, everybody has that sense of protection. But the moment parents can see that you are genuinely invested in the growth of their child, and that's a word we often use, is growing children, you know, then they become so invested in the journey. And as I said, I'm just so incredibly grateful and blessed to be part of that journey.
Do you have children yourself?
Absolutely.
How many do you have?
Three.
Three, okay. Yeah. And yourself?
Well, I have 300, sir, at the school.
My goodness. All right. Now, grade 7 to grade 8 now, as we move up, can be quite a big transition. How does Kiro Salt Rock support learners through the transition?
So I think what's interesting, in most spaces, you're going to get your executive heads, you're going to get your principals who try so hard for that collaboration between their primary schools and their high schools. But more often than not on a campus, they work in silos. You know, they're very independent. And I think what I really appreciate about our space is we have that wonderful transition. So just with myself working with the fours all the way up to 12, we're looking after the 4 and 5 going into 6 and 7 and then finishing the senior phase 7, 8, 9 and then really aiming for that graduation in grade 12. So they go to the 10, 11, 12. So we've got some very intentional strategies with moving our 7s into 8. And it comes down right to the nitty gritty with the academics. For example, a lot of our students, when they go from 7 into 8, are not prepared for the academic rigor that suddenly exists in high school. So what we do is we have a lot of collaboration between our grade 8 and 9 teachers and our 6 and 7 teachers. So it's not all new. The students are used to the volume of work. They're used to the academic standard, and it's such a smoother transition. The other thing we have is we have curriculum leaders outside the Kuro schools, and they will actually align the content, the curriculum, all across 6, 7, 8, and 9. So the transition is smooth. And then something else we've introduced is I am meeting all our grade 7 families.
Oh, wow.
So what's really nice there is, you know, usually the information they get, the students get it from their peers, and that's how they find out about high school. And the parents are what we love to call car park talk.
So it's like a parents' evening then, basically.
Yes, but these are individual
meetings.
So we will set up individual meetings, fantastic, and so we can let them know about the high school.
All right, I was the teacher's pet, by the way. Well, I was schooling.
I can see that.
No. She used to keep me in a cage.
Oh no!
But that's a whole other story. Now, Kuro Choice. I'm not sure what that is. Briefly, can we tell me what Kuro Choice is?
So this is really interesting, and I think it's something that's incredibly unique to the Kuro system. So Kuro Choice actually opens up subject choice for our students when they go from 9 to 10. So if you don't have the traditional teacher, so we don't have an economics teacher or a tourism teacher, but they literally can do this online. So we have 17 subjects on offer online via Kuro Choice. But this is, again, not your normal online. So they're not having static information in a learning portal where they have to go home in the evenings and then study on top of everything else. Instead, we have a 10-day timetable. Just like how you would do English every day, they do the online lesson.
Fantastic.
In the Kuro Choice lab with a facilitator, a live lesson.
Okay.
So it's treated just like all the other subjects, but it's amazing how it expands the subject choice.
All right. Now, you've spoken a lot about academics. Time is never on our side. Parents also want their children to enjoy school, participate in sports, culture, make friends, build confidence. How do you get that balance between everything? It can't be that easy.
I think if I can come in there, Dave, no, it's not. And I think to answer that question, I need to go back to, you know, I speak to staff and I say when the team of scientists put Apollo 13 on the moon, they all had one mission.
Or did they?
But, you know, we speak about our mission on a daily basis. And the main objective for us at Kuro is to make sure that we grow our children on Christian values so that they can make a meaningful difference in the world.
Beautiful.
So what are the skills that we're giving them to do that? So everything is intentional. When we expose them to sporting opportunities, it's about growing them in the ability to speak confidently, manage themselves in a group, etc. When they're in a classroom, we're growing them with the skills to solve problems, etc. So we hold that in front of everything we do.
All right, now you're going to be inundated with people phoning you now wanting to get their child into your beautiful school. So for somebody listening who's interested in Kuro Salt Rock, what can they do to find out more on a final note?
So we've had quite a few successful open days, so much so that we are having one that's coming up on Saturday. So come and visit us
this Saturday,
yes, the 29th of August. Come visit us from 9 to 12. And I think what's happening this Saturday is because we're on air now, we can offer a wonderful discount, a 50% discount on our enrollment fee.
Oh, wow.
So if you're enjoying this journey, come and visit us. Take your first steps to getting on that journey with Kuro Salt Rock.
The boss looked as though he didn't know anything about that. It slightly worries me.
Well,
it's negotiable.
We're gonna have to offer it now.
I'm sure you did. But anyway, lots of success with that. And it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you both. And you're welcome to come back in here absolutely any time at all.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you so much.
Have a great weekend. It's just around the corner.